A think tank has proposed to reform how New Zealanders pay for roads with a universal user pay system. A New Zealand Initiative report proposes a system where drivers pay rates depending on what vehicle they drive, how far they travel, and when. It also proposes adding congestion charging to the mix. But as Maya Ingo reports, some are concerned New Zealand's public transport isn't ready for the change.
Could a user pays model fix New Zealand's chronic potholes and congestion? Report author Dr. Matthew Birchall says it's time we switch how we pay for roads, proposing a smart road user charges or RUC system.
Under smart RUC, drivers would pay based on distance travelled, time of day, location and vehicle type. And the system aims to reduce congestion and provide sustainable funding for road maintenance.
Currently, New Zealanders pay a petrol excise duty of 70 cents per litre, and drivers of heavy freight, diesel or electric vehicles pay a road user charge determined by vehicle type and weight. Dr. Birchall says this is regressive and outdated.
When we pay fuel tax, people on lower incomes typically drive less fuel-efficient cars, so they're actually paying proportionally more for each kilometre travelled. This can be a fairer way.
Dr. Birchall says a combination of congestion or time of use charges and road user charges would help manage traffic more efficiently. Many cities overseas already have congestion charges, but a nationwide user pay system would be a world first.
I think Kiwis see the state of our roads, whether it's congestion or potholes, and they think we need a better way.
Billy Clemens, policy and advocacy lead at Ia Ara Aotearoa Transporting New Zealand, says the freight industry would welcome a user pays system. He says petrol tax isn't sustainable.
There's real pressure on our transport revenues, and if we want to see the modern roading that we need and upgrades to our infrastructure, we need to look at innovative new methods of how we can raise revenue and also reduce congestion throughout our network.
He says the smart RUC system would deal with congestion clogging up roads and allow freight to move more efficiently.
We know our road freight members operating in Auckland, Tauranga, Wellington, down in Christchurch, taking them longer and longer to get around. And unfortunately, when freight isn't moving effectively, that ends up costing consumers and businesses all over the country.
Automobile Association Policy Director Martin Glynn agrees it's a more sustainable funding model, but it would mean a cost for drivers in congestion fees.
Our concern would be particularly with lower income households who often need to drive at peak time like the rest of us, you know, to get to work or to get to education. They often don't have good public transport options.
He says it's hard to know exactly how much more or less drivers would be paying under the plan.
The inference that I take from that is it's saying that charges would need to be a lot higher. In other words, motorists should be paying a lot more to get the sort of system that we want. And I think it ultimately comes down to how much people can afford and are kind of willing to pay.
He says a user pays model would be hard to implement, but it might solve the crisis of underfunding for New Zealand's transport infrastructure.